Have you ever felt like becoming a mom changed everything about you? Your identity, your values, even your purpose? I've been there. In this episode, I'm going to share my journey so far, how I went from being totally confident in who I am to feeling completely lost, and how I've been working on finding myself again. I'll share some of my struggles, my wins, and why I created this space for moms like you. Welcome to Mom's Guide to Finding Herself, where we share stories of side hustles and surviving while parenting young children. I'm your host, Chrissy Bold. Let's make motherhood less lonely and help you find joy in being you again. If you've ever felt like the person you were before motherhood just vanished, or like everything you thought you knew about life or parenting or even yourself was suddenly just upended, you are in the right place. Hi, I'm Chrissy. I am a stay-at-home mom to two young boys, and I am the host of Mom's Guide to Finding Herself. I'm here to support you on your journey to reconnect with you now that you're a mom. And today, I'm here to share my story, who I was before becoming a mom, the struggles that I faced as my identity shifted, and how I'm working to find my way back to myself. My hope is that by sharing my journey, you'll be inspired to embrace your own story wherever you are on your path. But let's start with why I created this podcast. The mission is simple. I started this podcast because I wanted to create a space where moms could feel seen, inspired, and understood. It's about sharing real stories and providing support for moms who might be feeling a little lost, unsure, or honestly, just overwhelmed by all of it. It's so easy to feel isolated and invisible when you're deep in the trenches of motherhood. But I believe that by sharing real stories and learning from each other, we can start to feel less alone and more connected, not just to each other, but to ourselves. This space is for moms who, like you, are navigating all of the ways motherhood has changed us, our identities, our priorities, and even our sense of self. We're going to talk about this whole journey through motherhood, the beautiful and the messy parts of it, the ups and downs, everything in between. And along the way, we're going to explore ways to reconnect with yourself so that way you don't lose sight of the person that you were before you became a mom, but while embracing this incredible person that you're becoming because you're a mom. But first, let me take you back to where my life was before I became a mom. Before becoming a mom, I spent 15 years as a teacher. I taught students from third grade all the way through college level, and I was an administrator where I coached teachers on their teaching practices. My training and my professional background gave me this understanding of childhood development and a real passion for education. I loved my work. It gave me purpose and a clear sense of who I was. Outside of work, I was so busy. I always had at least one, if not two, side hustles going at the same time. I was out in the world. I was meeting people. I was making connections and trying new things. I ran a trivia night. I held a position on my town's recreation commission. I was into crafting. I loved playing board games. I mean, if it sounded like a fun idea, I would give it a go. I also had personal philosophies that shaped my life. I believed in structure, in balance, and this idea that if you worked hard enough, you could achieve your goals. And my identity was deeply tied to this. My career, my many side projects, my accomplishments, and my independence. I had a clear vision of who I was and where I was going. I was someone who thrived on being productive and having a purpose. I loved the independence of having my own goals and the confidence that came from knowing who I was. And then I became a mom. And to say that was a whirlwind would have been a complete understatement. Suddenly, all of the things that I thought I knew, the things about parenting, the things about life, the things about myself, none of it made sense anymore. I remember one day, I was walking in circles around the kitchen island for like the millionth time trying to get my son to sleep, and I was feeling so completely overwhelmed. I had these visions of these beautiful routines that I would have in my life, in my day, everything, and none of it seemed to work. The confidence that I had in my parenting philosophies were completely gone. All of the expertise that I thought I had from school, from teaching, from all of it, none of it applied in the same way that I thought it would, and it left me questioning everything I believed. Becoming a mom completely shook me to my core. It wasn't just about the sleepless nights or that complete loss of control, although those were huge. It was about feeling like I had lost myself. I went through what I now realize was an identity crisis. The person I had been before, right, that independent, driven woman with a clear sense of purpose, was a stranger. And I was struggling to figure out who I was now, right? I was still me, but I wasn't. And there were moments of doubt, moments when I felt completely invisible, and times when I wondered if I would ever feel like myself again. I remember so many times I was laying in bed and I would wonder, am I even a person anymore? I just felt like my own wants and my needs didn't even matter. I felt like I was a background character in my own life, but I had no idea how to start becoming a main character again. Nothing that I used to use to define myself felt right anymore. I had no idea where to start. But all of those struggles also sparked something in me, a spark that wanted to start something new. And slowly, I began to realize that yes, motherhood did change me, but it didn't erase me. It wasn't about losing myself. It was about rediscovering who I am now in a new and deeper way. So what did I do? How did I start finding my way back? One of the biggest shifts that I made was redefining success. For so long, I thought success was about achieving goals and checking off boxes. But motherhood taught me that success wasn't necessarily about being productive. It could be about so much more. Like finding joy in the little moments, right? Building connections with my kids and creating a life that truly aligned with my values. Creating a life that felt meaningful and fulfilling, even if it didn't look the way I had imagined. So that's about when I started my Instagram page. I started it to share some of the expertise that I had learned in all of my research, some of the top products that I had found in my research preparing for a baby, and the ways that I was finding deals and bargains. And eventually it shifted to focusing on creating fun, low-prep activities for kids. It was a way for me to channel my creativity and my passion for education into something that made a difference. It made a difference for me and my family because my kids were really benefiting from these intentional activities that I was planning for them, but it also supported other parents as well. So it gave me this different sense of purpose and this like different professional outlet almost that felt really meaningful. And then through that, I also started to make connections with other people, and eventually they became my friends. So starting this Instagram page has really been an incredible force in my life. Along the way, I also started an online book group for other moms that were going through similar phases of life as me. We read 3 books before I put it on a pause to start this podcast. But it was really amazing. We took the opportunity to really dive into the book and get deep into our reflections and learn from one another. We read the books very slowly. And then the podcast was born. And for me, storytelling has been such a powerful way to reclaim my voice. By sharing my story and inviting other moms to share theirs, I'm creating this space where we can all feel a little less lost and a little more like ourselves. So why should you trust me on your journey to go back to you? Well, yes, I bring this experience as a teacher and a teacher coach, right? My background in childhood development, my experience exploring and starting up all these different hobbies and side hustles, and of course, my real life journey as a mom. But more importantly, I bring my honesty. I am not here to share polished or picture perfect pieces of advice or pretend like I have it all figured out, because I do not. I am here to share real stories, real struggles, and real lessons that I've learned on my way, the messy and the imperfect ones, because that's what motherhood is. I am right here in the trenches with you. I know what it's like to feel overwhelmed and invisible and disconnected, to question yourself and to wonder if you're doing enough. I am right here with you. I'm learning and growing every single day. But I also know the joy and the growth and this profound love that motherhood brings. So what can you expect from this podcast? You'll hear a mix of episodes, ones like this that have just me, and also guest episodes that feature inspiring moms who have their own stories to share. We're going to cover topics like parenting and the challenges of motherhood, but also rediscovering your identity and how you can work towards that. Most importantly, you're going to find a space where you feel seen and supported and understood. A space that reminds you that your story matters just as much as anyone else's.
I would love to hear how this episode has helped you. Scroll down to the comments or reviews and leave me a note there. This will make a big impact in helping moms like us find the show. Make sure to click those 5 stars and follow so you can join me on this journey of finding ourselves.
In the next episode, I'm going to go more into what you're going through that has led you here on this rediscovery journey and what you can start doing to start feeling more like an individual again. Until then, take a moment for yourself and remember you are an amazing mom just as you are.
I would love to hear how this episode has helped you. Scroll down to the comments or reviews and leave me a note there. This will make a big impact in helping moms like us find the show. Make sure to click those 5 stars and follow so you can join me on this journey of finding ourselves.